This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
While many of us cringe at the sight of them hopping or scurrying around, bugs are a burgeoning part of the pet industry. There's no denying it. It's one of the new superfoods that people are feeding their pets. So today, let's talk bugs. I'm Jody Miller-Young, certified natural healing teacher and coach, and you're listening to The Hound Healer, your destination for natural healing for pets so they can live longer and more vibrantly. Today, we have Winslow Marshall and Wesley Cooper from NeoBites on the show. So what's a NeoBite? Well, you're going to find out in just a moment. But first, we're going to take a quick break from our sponsor. So grab that favorite beverage, get comfortable, and we'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, Stitcher, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. If you're just joining, you're learning about pet food made from bugs today. Winslow Marshall and Wesley Cooper from NeoBites are on the show to tell us about the cricket craze in the industry. Hi, Winslow. Hi, Wesley. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jody. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So this has been a growing craze, really, in the pet industry for the past year or more. And I want to just dive right in. Winslow, tell listeners what NeoBites is and why crickets.
Thank you, Jody. So we make functional dog food toppers that are powered by cricket protein. And we've really set out to address two problems. The first is an environmental problem. If America's dogs and cats had their own country, their meat consumption would rank fifth in the world, just above the human population of China, which is pretty mind-boggling.
Wow. Yeah.
And meat production is one of the leading causes of global greenhouse gas emissions. And crickets, on the other hand, produce virtually zero greenhouse gas emissions in their production. And then the second is a health problem and a consumer problem. You know, the emergence of the fresh food category for dogs over the past 10 years has shed a lot of light on the failings of many traditional kibbles. But you know, a lot of pet parents either aren't able to or are resistant to make a switch to fresh food because it's pretty expensive, can be a bit of a hassle. And we've solved for that problem by adding essential nutrients to a dog's diet through these functional dog food toppers that harness many of the unique nutritional benefits of cricket protein that I'm sure we'll get deeper into.
I definitely want to come back to what is in the toppers and your treats. But before we get there, you both came to the pet space kind of circuitously, right? So tell listeners what you were doing and passionate about, or also passionate about, before that led you here.
Yeah, so I've been a lifetime lover of dogs with passions both for sustainability, for wellness, and for community. And I'll let Wesley get into the origin story and kind of what brought him toward cricket protein. But shortly after he launched NeoBites, he and I got connected in classic COVID fashion. We were placed in the same breakout room of a virtual Zoom networking event, one of those things that, you know, we all attended many of, and you would never think anything of substance would come from. But we ended up in that same room and connected and continued conversations from there. He shared with me that environmental challenge that I alluded to earlier, which got me interested. And I also saw a real opportunity to kind of harness this space to promote the benefits of community that I had been thinking a lot about by gathering a group around the shared passion for sustainability, health, and obviously dogs. And that's how we got connected.
I love that. That is totally a true COVID story. Wesley, you were studying cricket protein, right?
Yes. So I was working in the consumer beverage space in New York. for companies like Vita Coco, the coconut water company, and I ended up in energy drinks. But I was going to all these trade shows, and I've had a long time passion for sustainability and always wanted to play a part in the fight against climate change. And so obviously the consumer food and beverage space is a pretty impactful space in a negative way when it comes to climate change. And I was introduced to crickets in the human context at a trade show and quickly became enamored. I learned about the sustainability benefits. That's what first attracted me to it. And then as I learned more, it became really clear they were really a nutritional powerhouse. It's pound for pound one of the most nutritious sources of animal protein. And so I decided I wanted to do something with it. And so I began testing out recipes in the human space, and I developed a protein cookie for humans. But I learned very quickly a few different things. One was psychological barrier was very apparent. Convincing the Western world to consume insects is a really great challenge. The second piece was impact. Protein cookie was not really going to make much of an environmental impact. So started looking for a more accepting market. And I landed on the pet food market. Impact-wise, as Winslow said earlier, we rank the U.S. pets and cats fifth in the world in meat consumption. And if we could switch those off of traditional protein sources, that would be a great environmental impact. And then the second piece was the nutrition and health. The nutritional powerhouse benefits of insect protein are pretty incredible and could answer a lot of the health problems of the pet food industry.
I love this as a big animal lover too, and someone who doesn't eat meat or poultry. I do feed my dogs meat, but there's something very interesting that I want to bring up here, because as I've learned more and more as a pet wellness person, you know, we know how toxic an environment we live in. And while when I came to Texas, I researched to ranches that didn't feed their animals antibiotics and hormones. They didn't use pesticides and herbicides, and they humanely killed. All of that is better. But as soon as the rain comes down onto the grass that these animals are eating every day, or the soil that's toxic, you know, is there, you have less toxicity, but you still have toxicity that, you know, stays in the muscle meat of the animal and compounds. So that is a big concern. And that's something that makes these alternate sources of protein even more interesting for me. Do you have any, you know, sort of take on that?
I think that's really great points. Our cricket protein is actually produced in a human grade facility. So it's intended for human consumption. And so right there alone, most pet foods are feed grade.
Yep.
And so the quality difference is incredible. And a lot of these insects are produced on food waste. And so there's an added sustainability benefit there, but they're really well-rounded nutritionally as well.
That's wonderful. I think it's a really great option for pet parents to consider. Let's talk about your products. Winslow, tell us about what you offer. We know about toppers, but there are specific maybe toppers, right? I have one, I think. And then there's treats too. So tell us about what you're offering and what's in them specifically.
That's right. Yeah. So we have the treats, and then we have four functional dog food toppers, each of which harness a unique nutritional benefit of insect protein. And these all come in a powder format that can be easily mixed into a dog's existing meal. So it doesn't require a dog parent to switch up the food entirely, but to begin experiencing the benefits of the insect protein very quickly. We have a digestive aid, so that promotes firm poops and comfy tummies. We have the skin and coat aid, which I think is what you mentioned that you use.
Yes.
Healthy coat and skin. We have a health aid dog food topper. So promotes, you know, everyday vitality. It's kind of like taking a multivitamin as a dog. And we are about to release our fourth. It'll be an Amazon exclusive for the time being. It's going to be an allergy aid topper. Insects are actually one of the only hypoallergenic forms of protein. Two of the top three dog allergies are to chicken and beef. And crickets are a great way to deliver nutrients, to deliver protein without that allergenic factor.
That is very interesting. I know I can speak for my three dogs. And when they get a vegetable meal, because I switch things up for them, that topper, they eat the vegetable. They eat their vegetables. They love that topper, the skin and coat topper. We haven't tried the others yet, but they absolutely, all three of them, love that one. Let's talk about the level of protein in eating insects. And some of the specific health benefits of serving cricket protein and the other things that you add to your recipes.
I can speak to some of the specific benefits of insect protein, and then we can let Wesley speak to the benefits of the other ingredients that we include. Insects are the only animal with a natural prebiotic. That's what we harness in the digestive aid topper. They have more omega-3s than any other animal, including salmon, which is pretty wild, and that's what promotes the skin and coat health. They have a unique blend of micronutrients that are utilized in the health aid topper. And then, as I mentioned, they're hypoallergenic as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's impressive. Wesley.
They're also a palatable ingredient. So you mentioned your dogs love the skin and coat topper, and crickets and other insects are obviously loved by dogs and they're incredibly palatable. But we also include some peanut in that product as well. common knowledge. We love by dogs. So yeah, we've taken a really holistic whole food-based approach to the other ingredients and the nutrition of NeoBites. So all of our ingredients, you'll recognize all of our ingredients you could buy at the grocery store yourself. It's kale, kelp, turmeric, oats, and insects, and our health aid, our digestive aid. We have pumpkin, apple, and ginger. And then the skin and coat aid, we have peanut and flaxseed. So all things people are comfortable with and know.
Yeah, and know already the health benefits of most people anyway. Exactly. What about cats? Cats are a whole different thing when it comes to they're finicky. They respond to taste. Dogs respond to smell. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, exactly. So it is a ingredient that can be used in cat food. I'm only familiar with one other company that's approaching cats with insects right now, and it's actually Mars Pet Food, but they are incubating a brand in the UK that's a cat food. And so the cat market is much smaller. So startups like us haven't gravitated towards that first, but it's definitely on our roadmap.
Does the topper, the skin and coat topper, have any ingredients in it? I'm trying to think offhand that would not be healthy for cats, because maybe I'll do a test.
You know, I believe I am not our vet and I don't know enough about cat nutrition.
So, I'll check that out. Yeah.
But I believe that they could. It's just, it wasn't necessarily formulated for the palate of cats. So,
Got you. And is this food good for dogs of all ages?
Yes, absolutely. It's a supplementary product.
Perfect. So there's more that I want to find out. There's more that I want to share with my listeners. We're going to take a very short break for our sponsor. But when we return, we're going to find out where NeoBites source their crickets, what certification they have that sets them apart from many other pet treat companies, and even the eco ones, and what's next for this innovative brand. So refresh that beverage, get cozy, and we'll be right back.
For those fortunate to have experienced the deep bond and unconditional love of a companion animal, the death that follows can be one of the most difficult and misunderstood losses to go through. Many times, this devastating loss goes unrecognized and trivialized by family and friends, leaving grieving pet parents struggling to find healthy ways to cope with the loss. In And I Love You Still, a thoughtful guide and remembrance journal for healing the loss of a pet, Dr. Julianne Corbin calls attention to the difficulties unique to the loss of a beloved pet and provides an interactive and compassionate guide to help you process your loss and work towards coming to a place of peace and healing. For those interested in journal therapy and looking for a professionally written and compassionate resource to help understand and reconcile the grief associated with the loss of your pet, this book is for you. And I Love You Still, a thoughtful guide and remembrance journal by Julianne Corbin, is now available for purchase on Amazon and other major book retailers.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. If you've just joined, you're listening to Jody Miller-Young, and this is The Hound Healer. And we're here today with Winslow Marshall and Wesley Cooper of NeoBites, an alternative protein source for our dogs with crickets. Wesley, Winslow, whoever wants to take this one, where do you source your crickets? And do they actually come to you live?
So we source our crickets from a supplier based here in Austin, Texas, with us, Aspire Food Group, actually happens to be the largest domestic producer of cricket protein, human cricket protein, as Wesley mentioned earlier. They do not come to us live. I think some people, when they receive the products, they, you know, they expect to see a cricket like here or there, nothing like that. It comes to us in a powder form. And actually smells pretty nice. It smells like cocoa. We mix that up with our other ingredients and then deliver the final products.
I think that's great for pet parents to know, because maybe that sort of skittish factor can be completely dissolved. You know, people understand that it's a couple of steps away. And when they're getting your products, they're not getting actual crickets in there. So that's good to know. Do you use any other types of insects for your treats and toppers, or is it strictly cricket?
We do. We also use black soldierfly. We source that from a producer in Louisiana, so all North American black soldierfly, which has a very similar nutritional makeup to cricket, and is another ingredient that we include in the products.
Does that particular insect have any different nutritional benefits than the cricket?
They're largely comparable. Our inclusion of it was a few different reasons. APCO has recently approved black soldierfly for use in pet food. So that was a really big win on the insect front. It is a much more scalable farmed insect, so it's much easier to produce. So it's much less cost restrictive. Crickets are a pretty expensive insect to produce. And so pound for pound, black soldierfly is much cheaper, which allows us to be cost competitive and, you know, stay alive.
Still bring the same nutritional benefits exactly to the dogs. Perfect. Now, NeoBites is Circa certified carbon negative. What does that mean?
Yeah, probably pretty cryptic sounding. So Circa is our partner. They're actually still, I think, technically in stealth mode. They're a tech company that's playing in the carbon offset space. They're mostly doing that right now, and they're working on some other really cool stuff in the background. But we connected with them a while back, and they are facilitating our offsets. And so we're carbon negative, which means we are taking out more carbon than we are emitting. So it's not just neutral, it's negative. And to be considered negative, you only have to be pulling out 101% of what you're emitting. But we take that a step further, and we're pulling out 150%.
That's amazing.
And the offset world is, you know, a lot of people say it's greenwashing, and I agree. We're working with Circa, who has highly vetted partners. And the other piece of that is it wouldn't be financially viable for us to do were we not already doing a lot internally. So by using insect protein, we are choosing a protein source that has very little carbon emission. We use post-consumer recycled plastics in all of our packaging. Our shipping methods, we choose the public transportation of the shipping world, which is the post office, predetermined routes. And so we are, as a business, emitting far fewer emissions than the big players.
I think it's really commendable. You know, we are in a crisis, and we're in a planet crisis with the climate crisis, attached to that. We're in a toxicity crisis, and we have to be moving towards other means of food sources, sustainable ways of living, that so we can stay living on this planet. So I think it's wonderful. What's on the horizon for you guys?
So as I mentioned, we're about to launch our fourth allergy aid topper, and we're continuing to explore additional toppers that can help to solve unique problems in dogs. Another initiative that we kicked off earlier this year that we're very excited about, we began to partner with dogs, creators in the dog niche. So like social media creators or influencers in the dog niche, to help them develop their own branded lines of dog treats. You know, there are a lot of dog influencers out there promoting other people's products. And we thought, wouldn't it be cool to have our team do an illustration of a dog's face, put it on a bag, and help make it a product of their own.
So white labeling.
White labeling, exactly. Yeah.
Amazing.
We handle the back end, the operations, the design, the fulfillment, the warehousing, but we enable these creators to strengthen their community, you know, drive predictable recurring revenue, and build true brand equity around the social equity that they've already developed.
That is a super cool idea, guys. Really cool idea. So tell people where they can find you.
Yeah, so we are primarily selling online on our website, eatneobites.com. We're also selling on Amazon. We're on Thrive Market and a handful of local stores here in Austin, but e-commerce is the best way to find us. You can also go check out our Instagram or our TikTok, which is also Eat NeoBites.
Very cool. Very cool. Thank you both so much for being on the show and helping my listeners to learn about your brand and something that their pets might love. So I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jody. Great to be with you.
My pleasure. And thank you all for listening. As a natural healing and wellness teacher and coach, my mission is to share natural healing options for pet parents seeking a complementary approach to their conventional vet care. So tune in next time for information, expert interviews, and tips to give the animals we love the longest and most vibrant life we can. I'm Jody Miller-Young, and this is The Hound Healer.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.